Yeah, about that Mass Effect, huh?
At his desk, Brad was looking at an in-game picture from Mass Effect 2, a screenshot of a character model in Mass Effect 2, and how good it looked compared to Mass Effect 4 was fucking crazy. Maybe this will just end up feeling like the direct-to-video sequel to Mass Effect. Weird, low-budget, different characters, kind of playing the same roles. But with all different names. Like, when they do that with animated movies, and it's like, oh, the quality of the animation of this Disney direct-to-VHS movie is, not on par with its cinematic predecessor. Yeah, I think, you know, the concept of BioWare proper means doesn't mean what it used to, because I think a lot of people have left that studio since Mass Effect 3 was made. So this is BioWare Montreal, I think, that did the bulk of Andromeda. I guess I don't know that for sure, but I want to say that it is a BioWare Montreal game. I'm sure at some point, you know, people at Edmonton, that's where their main office is, right, I think, probably did work on that game too, but I guess I don't know. I want to say that the original location, not necessarily all the original people, is working on that new IP. What's on the radio, I wonder. Nope. This is abrasive and shitty in a way I can get behind. Sucks so much.
Directing the videos, when, you know what I'm saying? Like my Instagram, she's directing my Instagram.
Uh huh. Okay.
I call her the director of directors.
You just said that out loud, but okay. All right.
That's what we gonna. That's how we gonna
set exceeding expectations.
So I know you got a new project getting ready to drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did that come out?
New York Gritty. We dropping that on the 24th of this month. What I've been doing is I've been doing a vlog, the New York Gritty vlog, and what I've been doing is going through every borough and just basically doing a video with someone that I think is hot from the borough that a lot of people may not know who that person is. And the reason why I did that, because I feel like everyone, like I had someone asked me like, yo, you know, you got a lot of industry people that you deal with. Why didn't you do it with those people? And I feel like if it wasn't for dudes like you and people like Dub, I wouldn't have the little bit of recognition I get now. So I feel like people never give the underdogs a chance. So what I did was I went through New York City, Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, Queens, every borough, and did something with somebody that I felt people weren't paying attention to, that deserved to be paid. You know what I'm saying?
Paid attention to.
Yeah, paid attention to.
I respect that.
That's that.
80 Day Shade 45 Street Sweeper Radio. So look, what's the first joint you want to jump into? That Burning Fury joint.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shout out to Buddha and Grams.
Bit of Blood, Count Roll Up, you understand what I'm saying? That joint is kind of nasty. Shout out to Buddha and Grams.
Yeah, shout out to Buddha and Grams.
You know what I'm saying? 718.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go right into the Burning Fury featuring Bitter Blood and Count Roll Up, produced by Booty and Grins. This is the intro off of New York Gritty, and I hope y'all like it.
Yeah. 45.
Just like that. There's no hook or anything. It's just raw, just spitting. You know what I'm saying? And when you hear it, it's undeniable. Everybody knows every word, including me.
Yeah. I ain't think it was gonna. I ain't gonna lie to you. I put my all in every song. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be another song to do it. This was too Detroit. I'm like, this is too local. It's too street. It ain't gonna really blow up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People's like, this ain't no radio record. It ain't got no hook. Mm-hmm. It ain't no club record because it ain't really got no bounce. But
right.
It made the radio.
But it's real. It's here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's usually what works. What are the things that T Grizzly into now that you're straight in our path and make?
I know it's to do like
got you.
You know what I'm saying? So. I have to be the person to help them, you know, because I know what I needed to hear for me to change. So I know what they needed to hear. I had all type of people talking to me in my ear, but you know what I'm saying? I still ain't had nothing to look forward to leaving the conversation. I know what they need to hear. They want some money. They want their life to change. They want something to look forward to. I feel like I can get them that. I done talk to people and learn how to make some legal money. You know what I'm saying? And that's the game I can pass down to them and start them off if they need me to.
That is not popping in the streets.
Oh, okay. I want to know what's popping in the streets. So. A lot of slam, a lot of Onyx lately.
I need you to set me free. Mayfield.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge is a song that almost didn't happen. It started out as a poem that Anthony Kiedis wrote about his struggles with heroin addiction and the loneliness that goes along with it. The bridge is a place where he used to buy drugs and go and get high. Now, he kept it in one of his notes and never planned on showing it to the other Chili Peppers. Well, one day, Rick Rubin, their producer, was going through Anthony's notebooks and said, "This is incredible. We need to write a song around it." Anthony was reluctant, but eventually gave it to the other guys. John Frusciante came up with...
Wow.
Featuring Travis Barker on drums, gravestones, and burial plots, and DJ Indeed.
Thanks, Marky Ramone.
It's Western Sports Wednesday. You got Western Sports Weekly coming up tonight on RTV.
S-E-L-E.
I do. Looking forward to a great show. I get to interview Cassie Mowry. She dominated the slot race at the Diamonds and Dirt Futurity. And also, you'll remember, won three rounds of the ERA finals, all three this last fall. She's been to the NFR before, but she's a phenomenal jockey and a really great fraternity horse rider and trainer. So we'll catch up with Cassie, as well as lots of other highlights, Rodeo Austin, Rodeo Houston, the George Strait Classic, PBR results, and of course we'll pay tribute to a beautiful barrel racer, Nancy Hunter, and also legendary stock contractor, Harry Hold, as well as show you a video about what's coming of the heartbreak that happened with all the fires in several states and how people are reaching out and helping at this point.
Awesome. That's all coming up to
Dr. Awesome. Katie on fucking RPG radical.
In the background.
Sick as fuck.
It's not one moment where I could say that's the moment where it started. Because I honestly think, Doug, there's probably too many to mention. 844-796-7874. Let's go to Angelo in Virginia. Angelo, what's going on, man?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Angelo?
Hey, good talking to you. I got a gift for you. I hope you like it. How about this for a new hashtag? Instead of Alive for Five, that one's retired. How about Five Forever?
Five Forever?
Five Forever, man.
All right, Angelo, I like it, but when WWE does their signature and they're like, then, now, and forever, it just got a little too much. They got the forever. I like it.
Okay, guys.
It'll be under advisement. How about that?
All right, sounds good to me. I know you don't want to be a show for the WWE.
No,
so we'll keep it going here. Hey, but it's good to have you back because you got that great synergy. I appreciate the Wednesday show.
Chemistry.
It's important.
Yes, absolutely. But let me see. Since you guys are married to the idea of AJ leaving SmackDown, what do you think about the idea? Well, a couple of things. What do you think about the idea of a rehire? He has his match and then a trade to SmackDown, because I do believe we were all talking about Roman Reigns or maybe some other superstar being moved over to SmackDown.
You're kind of reading our mind there, Angelo. And by the way, if you want to use sports as a reference, this is your classic sign and trade, in that AJ is now the free agent, and you know you're working out the numbers, but you know that you're not keeping the player, and you're working out a deal that's equitable, but you're getting something back in return for SmackDown. It's a sign and trade situation. And by the way, why aren't these things at the forefront of WWE's head? For the life of me, they want to be on ESPN. They want to do things that are real, Dave. It's real, right? Then why aren't they doing things that are sporting? Because that's real. Sign and trade is real. Any sort of trade just makes me more invested as a sports fan in WWE.
And Angela, thanks for the call. We'll definitely keep the hashtag. You know, we'll think of it. We'll improve on it for sure. I like the idea. I like where you're going. But you just have to look to the other side, though. Why would Raw want to lose Roman Reigns? And they do have something. Hey, past The Undertaker, there's still going to be a story to be told within Braun. I'm just wondering, we see the AJ. How do they explain the Roman?
Well, you have some animosity with the Authority. You have some animosity with Triple H, with Stephanie. Roman Reigns is not Stephanie McMahon's favorite person.
True.
Let's put it that way. Also,
when you
look at the match that Roman Reigns is booked in at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns doesn't have to win to get under Raw, quote-unquote, Raw skin, or the powers that be skin. Roman Reigns, actually, it's almost better if he loses to the Dead Man. The scenario in my head is he loses. He is disgruntled, he's irritated, he's been getting over every mountaintop, if you will. He's been scaling the hill. The last big one was Braun Strowman, but he just didn't have what it took to beat the Dead Man, so he snaps. And after the match, you know, maybe the Undertaker is slow to get up and extends his hand as a sign of respect, and you get a couple Superman punches, and Reigns goes bananas on the beloved Dead Man. Well, that would be a reason, if I'm Stephanie McMahon, if I'm the brain trust of Raw, to say, hey, this guy's not a guy we want on our brand. You can make that work, Dave. You can make it work.
844-796-7874.
That's
dumb.
You may
have a bad back, but Doug is really carrying this load when it comes to selling you on Shane McMahon and AJ Styles. And, hey, listen, he may even get me on the side of AJ and Shane at WrestleMania 33.
Miss any of today's Busted Open? You can hear it anytime on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Master's moment. The year was 1986. A 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus made a back nine charge and came to the 17th hole tied for the lead.
Jack Nicklaus is victorious. Hurry up.
In the glass, he poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Hang on."
Yeah. go to fellows.com.
And in AJ Styles, I think at WrestleMania, and Doug thinks you will. And you want to know something? He has a great art. Let's hear from the nation. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Jay in Virginia. Jay, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Been a while since I got to call in and talk to y'all, but this is a good topic for me right now because I've been watching AJ Styles for years. And like you said, in SmackDown, he's faced everybody and had a good lengthy feud, legitimately, that they have, except for Ellsworth. But everybody that they had is worse off if they had a good feud with him. And I would like to see him go to Raw just in enough time for Finn Balor to come back.
And yeah, we're still waiting for Finn Balor to come back. And Alex Metz, our producer, said this, and I agree. If we don't see Finn Balor by this Monday, you're not going to see him at all until after WrestleMania. And it's funny, Jay, and thanks for the call. I think more people have a problem with Shane McMahon and AJ Styles at WrestleMania than they did about AJ Styles and James Ellsworth. If you remember, Doug, we took a hell of a lot of calls about James Ellsworth, and we were definitely in the minority when it came to that storyline.
Dude, we did shows on James Ellsworth. I mean, there was a tipping point. There was a Fonz jumped the shark moment, that's for sure. But at the end of the day, there was quite a run with Ellsworth, quite a bevy of support for him, which was an unbelievable head-scratcher, the fact that he's going up against AJ Styles. I don't know if people are seeing the light now, or people maybe, you know, regret supporting Ellsworth while he's in this ridiculous run at the top of the SmackDown card. End of the day, none of that makes any difference when it comes to AJ Styles, unless they're trying to carve that storyline out that he's been wronged as part of the SmackDown brand. That AJ Styles consistently gets screwed and overlooked and put in a bad position, and it's Shane McMahon's fault. And now Shane McMahon is in a match versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. What does AJ Styles want? How are they going to weave the tale that maybe puts a stipulation into this match?
Yeah, and it's going to be a stipulation. And honestly, there may be a stipulation not only from the outcome, but we may see some kind of different matchup too. Corey Graves said it. Hey, you know, you remember moments with Shane McMahon. What kind of moment are you going to see from Shane McMahon at WrestleMania 33?
It got very violent, but just remember, Shane's head went through a car window yesterday.
He was busted open.
He was busted open. So who's to say that maybe they create a match that's a little bit easier for Shane, maybe more of a brutal match, throw some weapons in there.
It's
an no holds bar and a street fight kind of thing. That could make it easier for Shane to get through the match. That's not going to make the match any less brutal, maybe more brutal, but it might make it easier for Shane. I will say, though, as a counter to that, that AJ Styles can carry anybody in a traditional wrestling match. And Shane McMahon, as much as we want to knock him, and the guy's in his mid-40s, and he was out of wrestling for a long time, and he's certainly even far less than a part-timer, is a consummate professional inside the square circle.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the nation. Let's go to Kevin and Cali. Kevin, what's going on?
What's going on, brother?
How are you, Kevin?
I'm good to go. After last night's presentation of how they're trying to further the story with AJ Styles and Shane McMahon, I'm actually kind of intrigued to see the match now. I'm just hoping that, once again, when we preface this, not trying to disrespect Shane McMahon, I understand his heart has dropped business in particular for the company and family's brand so well with WWE, but I'm hoping this is the last match, because after this, personally, I just want to see him in that authoritative figure who just maybe might, in the future, get in a situation like this, but as a product, like, something they could possibly still do within the next week or so, because they got the time to do it. Say they have Shane McMahon designate throwing the rest of the form like a Shinsuke Nakamura throwing the battle. You know what I mean?
Listen, Kevin, and thanks so much for the phone call. It's possible, but obviously they think Shane McMahon is an attraction and a big enough attraction that he's going to be in a match at WrestleMania. It's happened now 2 years in a row, Doug. I don't know if they're going to get away from this. We may see him again in the ring next year. Who knows?
Just to support Kevin's comment, and I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. Shane did not book himself versus AJ Styles. He just said that AJ's got a match. So, for the record, there could be something to what Kevin said.
What's the percentage that anything can happen outside of Shane McMahon?
10%.
I think it might even be less than
that. You might be right. Maybe 0%. But just for the conversation piece that she didn't actually say. You know, all he said was, AJ, you got a match. You could have said, AJ, you got a match versus me, and then sign off. He didn't say that.
And also, too, Doug, I mean, maybe he wouldn't be cleared to get into the ring. His head went through a car window. I'm sure he could be concussed. You know, WWE official says you can't get in the ring even if you want to. And then he makes that type of match where he brings up a Nakamura to face AJ Styles at WrestleMania. I mean, I just wrote a beautiful story right there. I'd rather see that than what they have planned for WrestleMania. See what you did, Doug? You sold me on it, and then one caller strayed me from the point, and now I'm buying into something completely different.
Hey, not to say that it could be great. AJ Nakamura would be great, but I still think Shane AJ will also be great.
Can it be great? Can it be epic? Is it big enough to be at WrestleMania 33? More Doug and Dave when we get back here on Busted Open.
Busted Open on Sirius XM Radio.
The rich history of Irish boxing will be examined on St. Patrick's Day on Sirius XM Rush 93. Join Randy Gordon and Jerry Cooney Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM's Shamrocks and Knockouts as they reflect on...
No kidding.
No more will my great single turn people believe. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
It helps you find qualified candidates faster.
Yeah, we got Kenny Slade. I just got the text from my boy Spazzo. He said he gonna be there.
That's the homie. Nice. That's the little brother right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Spaz gonna DJ, so we lit.
Oh, we popping then.
We doing a straight stunt party, matter of fact. We got Slade hosting with Spazzo DJ.
Spazzo, that's exactly. I got to bring a couple of ladies in there. Understand what I'm saying?
Shout out to A-King for putting it together for us, too, at Engine Room. Big, big shout out to A-King, the whole Combat Jack show. Salute to all of them, man, for supporting us.
Us, cause we're close to the edge. We're trying not to lose our head. Broken glass everywhere. If it ain't about the money, Papa, just don't care. I'm that good kind of fly guy, sometimes wise guy. Spend time at H-A-W-A-I-I. Can you please stop smoking la-la? Puff, I try. I'm a thug, I'm a die. I be out of Jersey, puffin' Hershey. Brothers ain't worthy to rock my derby. Don't ever trust me when I'm in the club, G. Though I know the thug be wantin' to slug me. Could it be I move as smooth as Bugsy? Or be at the bar with two McBubbly? Yo, I think it must be the girls wanna lust me. Or is it simply the girls just love me? Brothers wanna rock my rolls, rock my clothes, rock my ice. Pull out blocks, stop the light. I'm like, damn, how these niggas got that cut? Used to be my man, how you gon' plot on my wife? Do you think he snake me? Cause he hate me? Or he got a PhD playing in the street? Where your chicks at? Where your whips at? Whenever you get stacks, I'ma fix that. Everything that's big dreams, I did that. Don't rock me, cause you're boring. I'm about to sell soaring, big calling. Tell me a lot of men be wanting to hear me, cause the words just don't offend me. I'm skinny cheese in the West Indies, then come home to plenty cream Bentleys. You name it, I can claim it. Young, black, and famous, with money hanging out the anus. When you need a hit, bet against us, that's no bet. We made hits that'll rearrange your whole set. And got a Benz that I ain't even drove yet. Why you wanna take a son?
problem with drops. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're hilarious. But they're also so fucking mind-blowingly predictable. Like, oh, we're just gonna keep doubling this and double time, quadruple time, and like, and then stop. I mean, obviously, like, that's the whole form. That's the drop. It's got a name and everything. A child could do it. It's amazing to me how much of, like, well, I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, like, I feel like my exposure to, like, the different subgenres of electronic music these days is actually from these two stations on satellite radio. So, you know, they're gonna obviously fucking skew into whatever forms they feel the stations are built around. It's not to say that there isn't stuff out there, but so much of it is so drop-heavy. I mean, obviously that plays well live, right? That plays well in the clubs. Because you can get everybody to go, woo, when you do it. It's, you know... I feel like there aren't enough variants on it. It's not to say there are zero variants. Sometimes the pause will go a little bit longer, fake you out. How prominent as it has become across, like, even like some fairly different types of music. It just feels like, I mean, it's like this hyper fucking like extreme distillation of music, of just music theory or something, you know, that build and release, building tension, releasing tension, like, it is just the fucking most distilled, cold version of that. And, like, I appreciate that on some level, but I also feel like so many of them, so many drops don't earn it, I guess. Too many songs have drops that don't earn their drops. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve the fucking drop. You know, they'll have like fucking four or five of them in one track. Same fucking build every single time. It's like, what? I mean, at least make it fucking weirder the next time you do it. Like, escalate. I actually like those fucking, like, pause fucking drops in a lot of, like, fucking rock. Like, we would joke about, like, when I was in a band, we would, you know, everyone, when I was making songs, you know, a while back, like, we would put that shit in there and always laugh about it as, like, a fucking, like, Linkin Park thing or something, you know? Just that fucking pause, that boom, you know, that shit. Like, I think that shit is funny. Almost funnier when it comes up in fucking metal and you know, punk to whatever extent. Well, it's less punk, more pop punk, I guess, in some cases, but... I think that shit is hilarious, because you can do that shit and you can jump off the fucking drum riser. Like, that's the benefit that fucking rock music fucking, like, metal fucking drops have over, or rap metal, you know, whatever fucking genre is doing it, when you got instruments and shit, is when the music stops, you get to fucking jump off the drum riser and land as everything comes back in. And I will tell you from some experience, that is fucking fun as shit. So stupid. All right, I'm home. Made pretty good time, which is nice. I'll see y'all later. Have a good night. Go listen to some drops.